The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This morning, I'll be speaking on something very, very important before we go into praise this morning, because it's a liberation, praise, and prophetic service. And in a few minutes, we'll also go into the praise time this morning. But I will be speaking this morning on something very, very crucial to liberation. Something that without it, liberation might not be total. And I'll be speaking on liberation via the prophetic mantle. Liberation via the prophetic mantle in this liberation, praise, and prophetic service. God does not want you to be in chains. God does not want you to be in chains. He has a good plan for you. He has a good intention for you. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, Bible says, "For you know the thoughts he has towards you, the thoughts of good, and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So God's thoughts, is thinking towards you all the time, are good thoughts. For I know the thoughts he thinks towards me. It's always good. Someone say it's always good. God's thoughts towards you and I always is good. And he wants us to have an expected end. Also, his thoughts towards us is that things should work out. Things should work out should means lines should fall for us in pleasant places. Psalm 16 verse 6. Psalm 16 verse 6. God wants lines to fall in pleasant places for us. That is, he wants everything to work out line upon line, precept upon precept. And it will work out for you. I say it will work out for you. And there is a major factor that makes this happen. And it is called prophetic and pastoral connection. Prophetic, or what you can call pastoral connection. Who is a prophet or a pastor? A prophet, a pastor, is a teacher, a trainer, a mentor, a representative, and the mouthpiece of God. A teacher, a trainer, a mentor, representing God on earth. God's representative on earth, and the mouthpiece of God, that is the person through which God speaks from. The mouthpiece of God. And it is God that gives us pastors, according to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. Most of the time, you are not the one that will choose your pastors, it's God that will choose your pastors for you. Say, "For I will give you pastors according to my heart, which will feed you with knowledge and understanding." They will give to you knowledge and release to you understanding. And as a form of foundation this morning, I want you to realize that your connection to your prophet, to your pastor, is a sure guarantee to your liberation. It has always been like that. What are some of the functions of your prophet, of your pastor in your life? Number one is to tell you the mind of God, the way of God. That is, they are messengers from God that tells you what God has in his mind per time. Your pastors, the prophet that God has placed over you, they are messengers from God that tell you the mind of God for you and the way of God Number two, what are their functions? So they are guides and coaches. They coach us. When we come to the house of God, we come to a school where God uses his servant to coach us, to show us what to do. Several times I've received text messages or calls from people and said, this particular service is what I needed. God's, the problem I've been going through, God spoke to me. What I didn't know what to do, just one sentence, I picked it and that solved my problem. That's what they call a mentor, a coach, and a guide. You will not miss out on God's guidance. I say you will not miss out on God's guidance. Number three, what are their functions? They are to protect and to terminate the works of evil in your life. Standing as God's representative, they protect you. If you allow them to. They act as God's guardian angels to guide you against the enemy's encroachment, only if you allow it. Number four, what are their functions? Their function is to release the grace of God upon you for speedy accomplishment. They carry grace and they are to release that grace to for you to gain speed in whatever you want to accomplish in life. They carry grace. They carry grace. And that grace is for release. The grace is for service. And that grace is to bring about the accomplishment of your desires. Today, all your heart desires shall be granted in the name of Jesus. You will carry the speed of God in the name of Jesus. You will carry the speed of an eagle in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number five, what are the functions of your pastor and the prophet that God has placed over your life? They are for your profiting in life. Profiting means for your increase in life. They are for your profiting in life. This morning I will be showing you, by the special grace of God, some of the people that benefited from pastoral or prophetic connection. Because example sometimes teaches very well. Number one example is David, whose pastor was Samuel. David is somebody you can call a local farmer carrying sheep around and cattle around. He was not really somebody to reckon with per se. Because when his father was recognizing his brothers, they ignored him. And in 1 Samuel 16 from verse 11, the Bible says the prophet Samuel emerged and said, and Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all thy children. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come thither. Let's go on. We're still moving on. Let's go on. And he said, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with all of a beautiful countenance and godly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Did you see that? God used Samuel to bring out the greatness of David. David would have been there as a non-existent entity until suddenly, somebody say suddenly, God used his pastor to bring him out of captivity. My prayer for somebody here this morning is that you will come out of every form of captivity. And you know the rest of the story. David is every country in the world today, the name of David is mentioned. The book of Psalms is probably the most read book in the Bible. If you check most people's Bible, you see that the Psalms is almost withering away with several marks. It's one of the most read. Some of you, when you were, some of students that are here, when you were coming from school, your mother gave you some Psalms to read. Your father gave you some Psalms to be reading every day. Hello. it was relevant because God used his prophet and his pastor for him. Secondly, example of prophetic grace this morning is the children of Israel. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, the children of Israel were in captivity for 400 years. Someone say 400 years. 400 years. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Until suddenly, God said, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. Sometimes you can cry to God and cry to God. God will say, no. I will do it, but I will use somebody to do it for you. And I've also seen their oppression wherein the Egyptians oppressed them. Let's go on now. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Also in Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. Exodus 33, verse 11. The Bible says, and the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up. 33, verse 1. Go back to verse 1. Verse 1 first. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. God took those guys out and used the prophet Moses, not a perfect man. If you actually look at the story of Moses very well, you see that Moses had a very bad antecedent. But God decided, you know, it is God that decides. Nobody can decide. God saw holier men than Moses, but he decided. God saw men that have never killed anybody, but he decided, this is the person I want to use. You know, God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Those that you can never even imagine that God can use. Somebody, people like somebody standing before you today. People like us are the last class of people. That people will be like, no, this kind of people, they won't have time for God. They won't have time for the things of God. Okay, what are they looking for that they will not be pursuing God about? No. But those are the kind of people that God will pick. My prayer is that somebody is here this morning. God is going to help you in the name of Jesus. And God used Moses to bring these chaps out of 400 years of suffering. Out of weeping, out of oppression, out of depression, out of the enemy's koboko and blala, out of hunger. You are coming out of every form of shame today in the name of Jesus. You are coming out of every form of shame today in the name of Jesus. Number three, example of those that God brought out through prophetic grace and mantle is the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings 17 verse 12 to 16. Through the man of God called Elijah. The Bible says that there was a famine in the land. If you read that particular chapter very well, you see that there was already a declaration that there will be no rain for 3.5 years. And there was hunger everywhere. But look at that place in 1 Kings chapter 17. From verse 12, you know, God had already sent Elijah to Zarephath to meet this woman. And she said, this was what this woman was saying. As the Lord God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in the barrel, and a little oil in the cruse. But behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and for my sons, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sent rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and said, and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail. According, somebody say according. According to what the servant of God said, according, it happened to her, according to what the servant of God prophesied. I prophesy to somebody here today, your future will be all right. I say your future will be all right. Let me hear your loudest amen. This woman enjoyed the benefit of the prophetic mantle. She enjoyed the benefit of the prophetic grace upon Elijah. Why? She believed. She believed. And she was liberated from poverty. Poverty will never be smelt around you any longer. Poverty will never be smelt around you any longer. Number four example of those that benefited from prophetic grace and was liberated is an example of the lame man in Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 10. The Bible says that Peter and John were going into the house of God at the hour of prayer, and there was a man at the beautiful gate. I'm already in verse 3 now. And who seen this man saw Peter and John was about to go in into the temple and ask for alms from them. He normally comes to the gate of the church or even enters the church to ask for alms. He was a beggar. He was beggarly in life. And to make it worse, he was lame. The Bible says, and this condition was from birth. And the Bible says, if you read some other versions, you will see that that man was over 40. So for over 40 years, he had been in this terrible, despicable condition. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, I don't have money to give you. I'm not a pastor that has much money to release to you. I don't have silver, I don't have gold to release to you. That's not my primary function. Say, but what I have, I will give you. I carry grace. I carry a mantle. That mantle makes it happen for those that believe. The Bible says, believe the Lord thy God and believe his servant. That's what the Bible says. So you believe God first, then you believe his servant. The two are important. You can't say, I believe God, I don't believe in his servant. It doesn't work. 2 Corinthians 20 verse 20. If you believe in God, then he makes you establish. You believe his servant, then he makes your way prosperous. Somebody's here this morning, there's going to be a change of story for you. Second Chronicles 20 verse 20. But go back to that scripture that I'm reading presently. We'll go back to that Second Chronicles later. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bone received strength. His body before now was weak. His body before now had no strength. But suddenly somebody spoke. He didn't have cobble in his pocket to release to him, but only word. In Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible says he sent his word. His word healed them, and his word delivered them from all their destruction. Now go back to that place where we stopped in Acts chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Yes, go on. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Verse 10, where we will stop. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate before. Somebody say, turn around. Somebody say, change of story. Just by somebody speaking. The Bible never said God came down. There was no earthquake. The Bible never said that Jesus came to that scene. But a servant of God was at that scene. I'm taking you somewhere this morning. And they that knew it. I'm still reading that scripture, Acts 3 verse 10. And they knew that it was he which sat for arms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonders and amazement at that which had happened to him. Men will be filled with wonders at your life very soon. Amen. This man believed in God and believed in his servant. And he was liberated. It was money he came to church for. But he got something greater than money. May you get something greater than money today. You know, there are some blessings that money cannot buy it. Those blessings are all only released via the servant of the Almighty God. Quickly this morning, how do you profit from the prophetic grace of your prophet and your pastor? How do you profit from it? How do you benefit from attending a church or being a member of a ministry? How can you be liberated? How can you enjoy testimony in a ministry where testimonies abound every time? How do you get there? We'll look at that very quickly. Then we'll be preparing ourselves for other aspects of the meeting. How to profit from the prophetic mantle and grace on your pastor. Number one, be a humble person. In James chapter 4 verse 6, the Bible says, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. God cannot allow a person in a ministry who is proud to benefit from that ministry. God is an assister of human beings, but God himself is the one that pressed down anybody whose heart is lifted. If you are in a ministry in a church and you want a liberation, you want testimonies, let your heart be humble. Don't be an uncorrectable person. Don't be a person saying, you are so carnal, he said, this small boy like this. He doesn't even have a car. He's not even married. How can he be giving me instruction? Let your heart be humble so that what God wants to do in your life, he will do it without delay in Jesus' name. Number two, how do you profit from your pastor, from your prophet, is honor them. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17. 1 Timothy 5 verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they that labor. Someone say labor. Labor in word and in doctrine. What is the Bible saying here? Anybody who is involved in labor of the word and in doctrine. Doctrine means teaching you what to do. This is how to do it. Stop this. Fast on social day. Yes, do this. Come for prayer banquet. Go and do this. Go and do that. This is what to do. Wake up at night to pray. That is what they call doctrine. Dress decently. Dress in a way that glorifies God. That is doctrine. Showing you the way. He said they deserve any honor you give anybody. Give them double. Minimum double of it. So, age notwithstanding, money, you might be 100 times richer than them. You have so much money in your bank account. Money is not what we are talking about here. We are talking of grace and the anointing. We have reached a level in Nigeria particularly where there is so much dishonor for pastors. So much dishonor. People just talk of pastors. Some people will call some comedians to the altar like this, and they will be cracking jokes, making fun of some pastors. Servants of God. Some people will even see pastors, they will almost use their chest like this to hit them on the road. In the church of my father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo in Lagos, the place where pastors sit, they call it honor entrance. Because everybody that passes that place, Dave, you are a pastor and you are an honorable person. It's not a place that members don't pass the place at all. You can't go there. Because it's only for the honored, that is the pastors. If your desire is to be liberated, honor the servants of God that God has placed over you. Give them the honor that they deserve. Honor them. Either you are with them, some honor only in their presence. when they are around, I appreciate this, I appreciate it. But there is massive dishonor in the absence. I told them a story some time ago of I sent some guys who traveled to go and do something. They are not members of this church anyway. To do something for me somewhere in Lagos. And while they were going, they picked up somebody else in the car. They were three. And I called to find out, hello guys, where are you? Said, we are fine. Oh, this and that. This was some time ago. And then when I dropped the phone, one of them now asked the other person, kilo so. As in, why is he disturbing us? And then he said, oh, so quick. And the other person at the back said she could almost open the door and run out. Ah! Kilo! Like, what are you saying? Honor must be within and without. Honor must be in the presence of your pastors and in their absence. You don't be in your bedroom and be making fun of their weaknesses with your wife or with your children. It's a sign of dishonor. If your desire is to be liberated, you must give them honor. Number three, how to profit from the prophetic and the pastoral mantle is obey them. Obey them. Obey them. You know that story very well in 2 Kings chapter 5, where Naaman was a leper. And the Bible says that he went to the man of God. And in verse 10, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10, the man of God just said, maybe he was busy praying. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him saying, go and wash in Jordan. So he did not come out to him. Don't forget, Naaman was a general in the army. He was a big man. And his big manism entered his head. And Elisha sent a message unto him, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and the flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But let's see how he reacted. And Naaman was angry. Nonsense! Look at these pastors. He cannot even have time for me. A whole general like me, I'm outside. He sent secretary to tell me to go and fast for 7 days. Or he sent somebody to tell me to go and dress properly. Or he sent somebody to tell me to go and do this. He was angry. Thank God for one little girl who had wisdom. No, I said that in workers' meeting this morning. You can be old and lack wisdom. You can be young and be fooled with wisdom. And the Bible says that this girl convinced the wife of this man and eventually convinced him, and he went to wash. Thank God for obedience. He would have died a leper. The Bible says when he obeyed eventually, and he went to clean him, and he went to wash, his skin was like that of a baby. His skin was overclean. The Bible says, like unto the flesh of a little child, he was clean. It was like, how many of you have seen a day-old child before? Well, we have seen many of them here. If you don't know, after service, go to the women's corner, you see many there. Very clean skin. Pure. That was how his skin was. He wanted to say, no, what is it? I'm a rich man. I sleep inside AC. You sleep inside heat. I drive big car. You don't even have a car. He said, you are coming in commandment. You don't relate like that when you want the blessing of the Lord. You relate on the platform of humility, on the platform of honor, on the platform of obedience. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, the Bible says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. My prayer is that somebody here will eat the good of the land in Jesus' name. Number 4, how to profit from the prophetic and the pastoral mantle. Pray for your pastors every time. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 25, he says, brethren, pray for us. Brethren, pray for us. Brethren, pray for 1 Thessalonians 5:25. Brethren, pray for us. Pastors also need prayer. People only think that it's only members that need prayer. Pastors even need more prayers than you. Before devil can get to you, he will first want to strike the people that God is using to defend you. So on a daily basis, you are, as you are lifting up your voice, as we have been trained to pray for the church daily, praying for our departments, praying for souls, we are also praying for our pastors and the leaders that God has given unto us, lifting them up to the Lord, is an investment which must definitely bring returns. As husband and wife, when you are doing your prayer, you are also praying for those that God is using to bless you, to lift you, interceding for them, praying for them. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17 also says that we should pray without ceasing. I pray for somebody here today that new grace to be able to do this, Lord, we give unto you in Jesus' name. You know what? You know why God said we should do that? You can't strike somebody you pray for. You can't backbite or destroy somebody you pray for. It's very unlikely. Anybody you pray for, you will not be looking out for their faults. Their faults, you become blind to their faults because you want them to succeed. And it is evident in your prayer. One of our mentors in the faith said, a member that does not pray for his pastor on a daily basis, he says he's a liability member. Say any member in a church that does not pray, is attending a church, and every blessed day doesn't leave, Father, protect our pastor. Father, preserve them. Do not allow evil to talk. Say that person is just there for you. I pray that you never be like that in Jesus' name. Number five, how to profit from the prophetic and the pastoral grace is be receptive to their teachings and the admonition. If you want liberation, anybody who God is using to teach you, be receptive to their teachings and to their admonitions. Admonitions mean their advice. What God is using them to teach us. What God is using them to tell us. This is the way, walk therein. He said, listen to them. Don't turn your backs against their teachings. Once they tell you something once, don't repeat it again. If they tell you punctuality is key to service, don't now worsen your late coming. You can't benefit from such a grace. If they tell you don't wear clothes that will reveal your body, don't wear clothes that is so tight. There are some clothes now, they call them fitted. When a lady wears it, all her curves in life is out. She looks exactly the way she will look if she were naked. How does one live a life like that? He said it is fitted. Fitted means it is so tight that you can't, to dance forward is like a problem. So tight. Everything tight. Skirt tight. Chai. Say, listen to the admonitions. Listen to their advice. Listen to their teachings. Let their teachings mean something to you. Let it be paramount in your heart. Let their words ring in your mind. If my pastor were here, will I do this? If my pastor were here, will I behave like this? If my pastor were here, will I do this? There are teachings on respect to parents, honoring parents. Their parents are like trash to them. The Bible says, a child who use evil eye to look at her parents, or does like your he say, bears will pluck out the eye. Your own parent, he say, palestic papa, my friend, clear, no, you are an old man, ancient of this man. You don't say such things. These are some of the teachings that are very paramount here. If you want to be, because why God gave me this teaching is because many are in different churches but are not profiting from the grace there because of all these things. Teachings not being adhered to, teachings on giving, on tithing. Some have been in church for One, two, three, four, 5 years. No. Forget tithing. Teachings on holiness. Stay away from iniquity. Don't be using your mouth to be kissing somebody else's wife. These are all teachings that we must adhere to. May God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. Don't pursue somebody else's daughter. Because if you have a daughter, what you are doing to somebody else's daughter, they will do it to your daughter. In fact, times 20. They will do it. Because whatever you sow, you must reap. Oh, man. You can say it again. Except you repent. And I pray that such will repent in Jesus' name. Amen. Be receptive to their teachings. And be receptive to the admonitions. Number 6, how to profit from the prophetic and the pastoral grace that you are under is give to them. Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together shall men give unto your bosom. The pastors that God has given to you and the spiritual leader are not hungry men. They are not working because they need you to give them something. No. So, when you want to give to them, you give to them something that is befitting. You don't look for the worst of the things that you have in your house and package it and give it to them. No, it's an insult. It's better you do not even give them at all. You don't look for the worst things that you have used and then you now package it and say, just take it to them, Jerry. No. And when you give, it must be with humility, not giving with I'm helping the church. That should not be. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 11. If they teach you spiritual things, it is important that you also return to them. He said, if we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap from you kind of things? If we bless you and show you the word of God, he said, there's nothing bad if you also return kind of things to us. If your pastors teach you spiritual, you might not be able to teach them anything spiritual. Then you bless them physically. You bless their families physically. You bless whatever you think is right. Whatever is... Because you might not be able to see God physically. They are the representative of God now. If you want to know if God, a person loves God, find out how they treat the servant of God in their life. It shows you seamlessly their relationship with God. The way you treat the servants of God that God has placed in your life shows me your love for God. You don't need to tell me, I love God, I love God. How do you treat your pastors? You don't need to say, oh God, I have holiness, I have this, I have this, I have that, I'm very strong in the Lord. The way you treat them definitely depicts who you really are and how much of profiting you desire. Number 7, I need to rush now because I want to close earlier than normal time so that we can have a little time to praise. How to profit from the prophetic? Number 7 is honor their spouses. If you have a pastor and they are married, their spouses carry the grace of God also on their life. Your dishonor of the spouse of the servant of God over you is a direct dishonor to them. Because some people have a problem with women. They only respect men. Some people have a problem with women because they feel like we are both women, or some people can say, no, a woman is a... No. The unction of God on the life of the pastor is reflective in the life of the of his wife or his husband, as the case may be. So they carry honor. You can't dishonor the husband and honor the wife. You can't honor the wife and dishonor the husband. The honor goes together. It doesn't matter their educational qualification, because some people are so carnal. They only go to churches where the pastor went to, maybe the pastor has one, has a degree. Thank God I have a degree. But that is not the essence. God can direct you to wherever he pleases. It is his, he is the one that decides. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. This is a deep teaching this morning, and I'm happy it's in the Sunday morning, so that everybody can know and we can profit, so that you will not just be attending a church and you are hearing people sharing testimony, you don't know what happens. Now, as I begin to round up, a pastor must also have a pastor, and a teacher must have a teacher. That's the way God works. So you can't say, I'm a pastor, I don't have anybody, I don't need anybody to tell me anything again. I have my own pastor. And I honor them with my last breath, even with my blood. Honor. The honor is unprecedented. You can't toy with it. Massive honor. This is very important if you desire profit under any form of plan. And number 8, I think I better stop here. How to profit from the prophetic is speak well about them always. Don't join people to molest servants of God. Don't be among those that will criticize servants of God. You are not the judge of any servant of God. You have no right because you are not the employer of the servant of God. Some people they in their own house like this, they will table issues of servant of God like this. In fact, some people, their specialization is to go to research in churches, problems happening in the church, and table it in their dining table, and they dine with it. As they are eating, they are talking. This is what happened. In fact, this will happen. It is wrong. It brings one into permanent chains. Don't, if you desire liberation, don't be involved in such. It can lead to anything. So, speak well about them. Speak well about them. Speak well about them. Speak well. I told you some time ago that I stumbled on something on the internet. I think I was trying to check something on a particular website of a newspaper, and I stumbled on something. A guy, our father in the Lord, Daddy E. Adeboye, went to Aso Rock to preach during the wedding of Goodluck Jonathan's daughter. And as he was speaking, normally, you know, we are all different. Hello? You know, we are all different. The way I dance here now, some pastors cannot dance like that. The way I'm speaking like this, some pastors cannot speak like that. It doesn't mean that they are not servants of God. Graces are different. You know, the way God has wired us are different. It doesn't make them unanointed. Baba Adeboye was a lecturer in the university before. You have some pastors that are lawyers before, or are still lawyers. Like, what's the name of this pastor that is in Lagos that was contesting for vice president then? Tunde Bakare, from a lawyer. We have many pastors. Fiery ones. We have a bishop who was a teacher, an architect, sorry. And he's still an architect now. Because you can see it from the level of structures of what goes on in the ministry. So they have different work and different things. It doesn't make them not servants of God. Face what you came to do in the church, so that the blessing that is obtainable is what you will get. Now, going back to that story, the lady said, I can't imagine, maybe a lady or a guy, I don't know. He said, even my grandfather can talk faster than this man. I can't imagine how a pastor can be preaching in such a slow. And I started feeling dizzy. As in, I couldn't imagine that a person in existence in this life can speak about a servant of God like that. I started feeling, my body was shaking. Say, even my great grandfather can't talk like this man. He said, a servant of God, this man. Please, don't ever join them to do such. These are some of the ways people get into problems. May you never get into such in Jesus' name.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.